And this is Chris Smith and Kat Arney with this week's Naked Scientist, talking about the technology that could get more energy out of waste heat that we throw away at the moment and turn it into useful electrical energy. Laurie Winkless from the National Physical Laboratory is with us. We've got an email here for you, Laurie. This is from Mike Don, who says, could thermoelectric generators be used as a major non-polluting energy source with vertical pipes in the sea? In the bottom of the pipe at depth, there'll be a temperature of about 4 or 5 degrees. The top end would, of course, be at about 35 degrees. Is that enough of a temperature difference?
Yeah, with some of the really efficient generators, even a temperature gradient that small can produce power. The difficulty in this case is that you tend to want the temperature gradient across a device, which tend to be an awful lot smaller than a pipe put into the ocean. So the difficulty is actually getting the gradient across the right bit of the device, as it were. But yes, even with those temperature gradients, you can get some power output.
And then you'd have the whole of the sort of energy embodied in making a system and deploying a system like that, because often people don't think about that aspect of the equation, do they? Think, I can make a 5% saving over here, but then don't necessarily think about the, well, where do the materials to make that solar cell or whatever come from, and how much does it cost to buy those, and the carbon footprint of shipping them halfway around the world?
Yeah, the cost of life is always a big issue. So yes, you have to produce the materials, they have to be uniform enough, they have to be of good enough quality, and then they need to be implemented. So yes, it's always a difficulty with that.